Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Catch the Let's Go Fishing Show at Collinsville's Gateway Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Loads of stuff for fishermen, tackle, boats, seminars. You might win a Pelican Bass Raider boat. No purchase necessary. Must be 16 to enter. See the schedule at letsgoshows.com.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUDIT.
Only $6.99.
Enjoy prime rib and baked potato tonight at Iacovelli's in Florissant for only $6.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's. A great place for great steak at great prices. The same succulent prime rib they serve every day.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at Progressive.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We're just trying to bring laughter to the world.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
A lot of people are going to be disappointed when they hear Frank's not here today.
What? He's not here?
No.
I'm disappointed.
I'm leaving.
Hey, a friend of mine just called. Westbound 44 is shut down at Meraz. Not because of an accident, but police are, there's a bunch of police cars there, and they're looking in the grass for something. So.
Really?
Yeah. Westbound 44 at Meraz completely shut down right now.
Police looking in the grass.
That's what he said. All no right. Accident or anything.
All right. Well, nothing will slow traffic down more than watching police were looking through the grass.
Oh, they're looking for grass in the grass.
Maybe. Boy, that would be...
That's a tough tough job.
Grass in the grass.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Franco Opinion today, he'll be back on Thursday. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. A lot of you are heading back to work today for the first time since the big holiday. Now with all the holidays, it's like, now what? Now what do we do?
Oh, these 2 months are the worst. There's really nothing to look forward to.
I hope it slows down and is really, really boring.
You do?
You hope it's boring?
I want to be bored.
The only good thing I think about...
Please.
Now that Christmas and stuff is... Now we're heading towards spring. We still have to get through...
But no holidays February, is okay, but. Because I understand that's a lot of stress for everybody, but... You can't even go outside and do anything. So you're stuck inside for pretty much two straight months of...
Well, I know you like to get out and run a few miles every morning. So you can't
do.
Really, you can't do
my
that
calisthenics,
in the winter.
My stairs. I like to just go to places with a lot
and
of
down
stairs. Yeah, like like a high school arena or something or a field. Yes,
oh, that's true.
It's great exercise. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think there'll be some days in the 50s this week, so you could probably go out and do that this week.
Well... That's a good point.
You know what? I'll go with you. When do you want to go?
Normally my threshold is about 70.
70.
Yeah, 50 is a little too. Because you sweat a lot. And then it makes it colder than 50. It makes it like the, you know, maybe
and then your
low
sweat,
40s.
And then your sweat can freeze to your body.
Yes,
that's
not good. No. Because it would almost discourage you from going back out and doing it again. And Lord knows I don't want that to happen.
I still have ice on my grass from Jesus' butt. My Jesus's butt. Well, I have Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, and my manger broke a long time ago, so I used a paint tray, you know. I have to have something. It kind of leans, and then I prop it up, and I put like plastic bags in there.
Baby Jesus in a paint tray?
Well, it's like I've used stuff over the years and have thrown it away because it gets dilapidated, but this year
a little craft store doesn't have like a little wooden crate, like maybe a miniature crate or something.
I don't know. I hadn't looked.
You haven't even looked.
I've used hay in the past, but yeah, there was water in there and it froze, so it's still the ice from him is still laying on my grass.
Jesus was laying in frozen.
Yes, he was.
Ice.
How can you live?
Merry Christmas.
And these are the really old things, the Christmas decorations that were from when I was a kid, handed down, and the plugs are just like regular indoor flimsy plugs, grounds, nothing, you know. So.
Yeah. Do you normally take that stuff down right around Christmas, or do you leave it up for a while, your Christmas decorations?
New Year's.
I usually leave it till after New Year's.
Yeah. Now, mine was down.
Well, it's after New Year's now.
It's down. That's why I said the ice is on the ground, because the ice from...
December 25th, mine was down. I took it down.
December 25th?
Yeah. After I came back from the...
Oh, my
God. Boy, you are OCD.
After I came back from... had a little family get together on Christmas evening, and then when I got home, I took it all down. So
I can't see.
Started...
Why can't you leave it for a week to celebrate that whole week for New Year's?
It's time to go. Christmas was on a Saturday night. That was over.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Over.
Man, you're weird.
Move along.
Right. Hey, Westbound 44 is closed because of a deer. They have a deer cornered.
Oh, so that's what they're looking for in the grass.
The deer.
They're looking for a deer in
a
the grass?
A live deer.
No, they have the deer. The deer is cornered in between lanes, I think, or something.
Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Not sure what the deal is, but...
Wow. Okay.
So it's a mess.
By the way, that may be the most exciting part of today.
Yes.
What else do you do now?
I have my list of what I did today, why I came in here so harried. You ready?
Harried?
Harried.
Or hurried.
Oh. H-A-R-R-I-E-D.
Yeah, it is.
Harried.
That's right.
You can't throw out those big words.
Can you tell?
Holy cow.
Well, I think we'd all like to hear what Tina did this afternoon.
Although, I have to tell you, I did find out that my speedometer
was
correct today.
Oh. You're concerned.
Get to how I found
You got to go back to the story. You were concerned that your speedometer was 1 mile per hour off because you would drive through those speed checks,
right?
And it was always one.
And today it was two, and then almost three.
Yes.
Okay.
So
until something else happened.
Need some light over there.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice. It's really dark.
Hey, Tim Weiland just called and said the highway is back open.
Now, who's Tim Weiland?
Wow, that
was quick. Tim Weiland does. Yeah.
It was just closed like 30 seconds ago, and that was
been closed for a couple minutes.
Oh dear.
Funny how that works.
Oh dear.
I know. Okay. So this morning, I have been working my butt off trying to get my house ready for my son to come home.
I was going
to
ask what happened to your butt.
All right. Fine.
Oh, you got to remind everybody again.
He is in Marine boot camp at Camp Pendleton. He graduates on Friday. He'll be coming home.
You're going to visit him for his graduation tomorrow.
Right. I'm leaving tomorrow. So I'm trying to get everything done. And as it turns out, the band has a chance to try out for a place tonight. So
what band is this you're talking
Henry's
about?
Humans.
Henry's Humans.
So that's taken
Henry's
up
Humans.
Tonight,
what kind of name is that for a band?
So I had to try and get everything done this morning, and tonight I was going to go work out after work. I had a...
You guys just started a band today with all this stuff that you were doing?
I had a scheduled appointment with a trainer at the gym, and I had to switch it to this morning because of tonight. So I got up early and started working on my checkbook, because it's the end of the year, and I had to end the one checkbook and start the new one and try and figure out why this amount didn't match what was online. And then I was working on the wood report, as usual. And then I took off and went to my personal trainer daily that I had to reschedule. On the way back home, I got...
You have a personal trainer?
Daily.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big. Wow.
Yeah, I bought a little package thing. Unfortunately, I haven't...
He has a little package?
Oh, stop it. On the way home from there, because the gym is over off at Dorset, because I usually go right after work. Well, you know, on Maryland Heights Expressway, they have the permanent... road construction there that where nothing is going on.
Brian.
But since they're working on the part of it 2 miles down the road, they're just leaving it there as a road construction site, which means you're supposed to slow down. Well, I was not paying attention, and I did not slow down. And when I looked up, there was a police officer staring at me, and I looked down, and it said 47, because it's normally 45 there. And I just kind of knew I was going to have to pull over, so I did, and he came up behind me, and I said, yep, I was going 47, but you know, it's really good to know that I was going 47 because my speedometer actually said 47 and you said 47, so now I know it's not broken. I said, but when I went by the lake, it said 2 or 3 miles different, and he said that's not calibrated and everything. So he gave me a warning, but for some reason, I did not have my seatbelt on. I never drive without my seatbelt on, but I was so harried that I drove without my seatbelt on, so I had to get a seatbelt ticket. So I left there, and I went straight to the post office because I had to see if I had any checks from my clients.
Hey, hang on a second. Could you talk a little faster?
Yeah, in my P.O. box, and I went there, and luckily there were.
Tina Hipperson.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you were going to
say
that.
Then I went home, and I got all the checks ready, made copies, and got my bank deposit ready, and worked on the Wood Report some more. Then I took my son's car to the bank so I could stop at the car wash and drive it through so I could get it washed. So then I washed the car, went to the bank, made the deposit, got some new check registers because, you know, when you run out, you run out. Then I had to go by my dad's house and drop off some books.
My goodness.
Then after I dropped off the books, I went back home and worked on the Wood Report some more. Then I had to go through my percussion bag and take out the stuff I would need just for tonight for trying out and load my car up with the equipment. Then I had to, somebody sent me a text. It's like, oh, I didn't print out my boarding passes. I had to print out my boarding passes.
Are you
then
on
at 2:15, I got in the freaking shower to be here at 3.
Wow.
There you go,
Dan.
What a
beautiful day.
Thank you. My goodness.
You are hairy today.
I did get some good news because my daughter-in-law had and son were at the doctor's today. A couple weeks ago, they had an appointment for the baby, and the test did not turn out well. So they were really worried to see what was going to happen today. Well, today was a really good one. The baby is almost doubled in size.
Wow.
And so
how far along?
She's due in about 6 weeks, but they're probably going to take it early. So probably about 4 weeks.
Wow.
3 or 4 weeks.
Man. You got a lot going on.
I think we're all worn out.
I'm worn out
after listening to
that. Well, yeah, I would have stopped at like step two of that list today.
I feel hairy. I would have stopped at getting pulled over, and your speedometer is
calibrated.
He was very nice.
He apologized because it took so long to write the ticket because they must have a new computer system, and he said it wasn't working, so he had to redo it.
He should have just let you go.
Oh, I've noticed that now. Yeah, it's all computerized printed now. It's not... Mm-hmm.
Really?
But yeah, they don't...
Did you say, don't you know who I am?
No, yeah, I did not, but I thought it was nice that he gave
me a
break.
Take a look at these.
I knew exactly what I did as soon as I did it. I won't do it again, but I got to tell you, every time I've gone through there, nobody slows down, and if I slow down to 30... I'm probably going to get people honking at me.
Are you sure you want me, you want to give me a ticket?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that either. I told them I knew exactly what I did as soon as I,
You positive you're going to give me
a
ticket for the seatbelt?
I was almost pulled over before he even turned on his lights.
Is that yours just popped up on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Phantom.
Oh, man.
What is it?
Oh, and then I got charged $350 for paying my mortgage today. I forgot to pay that. I usually pay it really early, and there's never a fee. And I call, and it's like, well, it's after the 1st. And I said, well, Sunday was the 1st, and yesterday was a bank holiday. She's like, that's right. You shouldn't be charged. And then she says, sorry, after she made me wait, she said, you are going to get charged. And I said, okay. And then she said, would you like to sign up for one of our checking or savings accounts? I'm like, not after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
After
you should have said, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about check these out?
Yeah, over the phone. Yeah.
It was a lady. She was very thoughtful and nice.
Matter.
She didn't think
she
I should be charged
maybe
either.
She likes them.
She could have been a lesbian.
You know, I was going to say, does anybody have anything to say? But now I'm afraid to say that.
No, I'm...
Holy man.
Yeah. But my Wood Report
you feel
is
better,
done
though?
Now.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you unharried, or what's the opposite of harried?
Not yet.
No, unharried.
I'll get there after sitting here for a little while.
Unharried.
Are you shaving?
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, I did shave my legs and pits.
Oh.
Good.
All right. You could have stopped
for the trip.
Because I'm going to be probably wearing shorts.
Is that on the list? Did you write that down?
I did that last
Well, that's Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Woo.
You could tell she had a long
morning.
Man, you mentioned a checkbook. I haven't looked at my checkbook in 5 years. I never look at my bank account. I just kind of guess what the...
I don't ever have checks.
Can you get online and check?
When you debit, you have to put it into your check.
No, I don't mess with that. I don't mess with that.
You just check your account once a day.
And then when I do, you know, I write checks for charity stuff and that. You can't just... I don't.
You can send paper checks, yeah.
I write checks for certain things. Most of the stuff I pay online, but
I just always, you know, I try to keep a little, like a buffer in there, you know, but I never look at... Rarely do I ever.
Yeah. Wow, that's weird.
And checks, I haven't. I can tell you the last time I wrote an actual check.
Yeah,
You don't have to anymore.
Huh. Huh. That's something.
What do you think about that?
Having a stare down with Tina.
Okay, I had a handyman come over, and they didn't take credit cards. What are you going to do? Go get cash?
Yeah.
It was too much cash.
Yeah. So you know what? You know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
Bill's his own handyman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Hey, you guys weren't here yesterday. Tina and I were here because we worked on the holiday.
Yes,
we care about the folks out there, unlike you two.
I took some phone calls.
I'm not done with my story. I'm in the middle of the story.
No, I took some calls from them and lined up Dawn.
Oh yeah, sure, whatever. I hung curtains yesterday at the house.
You did.
I'm sorry, it was 2 days ago. It would have been New Year's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, you
took
folks,
the tree down on Christmas Day
folks,
and then you hung curtains on.
You
New
folks
Year's
think
Day.
You know how to rock in the New Year?
Look at yeah. Wild man.
Now these
Look
curtains.
Out.
What color are the curtains? Do they match the couch?
No.
They match the drape.
They're
the carpet.
They're red. They're red curtains.
What color did you have before?
I didn't have any. I had those little topper curtains that I've had since I moved into the house.
Topper?
A valance?
You know, whatever
Isn't
they call
it called
those
a valance?
Those smaller ones that are just...
So your top. Windows have always just been wide open?
No, I have blinds.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
But now you have curtains and room. Blinds.
Uh-huh. I know, it's exciting. Wow. Exciting times at the Cleveland house.
You're
going
to have to invite us over
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Well, we heard from Tina. What about Peon? You had a few days off. What did you do? Anything exciting?
Well, yes. Not really. I mean, Sunday was a recovery day because I worked a moonlight as a bartender, so I worked New Year's Eve.
That's right.
And that's my first. I mean, I've always done, for my other uncle's restaurant, I've always done St. Patrick's Days, and I always thought that was, you know, a comparable thing to New Year's Eve, but I had no idea what I was in for because
did you volunteer for this or were you is this
no this is now? Where I work okay. Yeah, no, it was pretty much everybody had to be there because there were 800 people that showed up for this party.
Was it wall to wall?
Oh my goodness.
So they had you had to pay a certain amount and then you got in.
It was a ticket to get in and then you got
food and stuff.
Most of the drinks were free all night and there were appetizers and food and everything, and so I mean, from 9:30 till 1:30, I didn't even have time to even look to see what the crowd looked like. I mean, not until 1:30 were we able to even to stop and actually take a break in between drink orders. I've never had anything like that. So Sunday, that was Saturday night, and then the Sunday, I did nothing because I got like 3 hours sleep because I was dog sitting, so I had to drive back home, and then it's hard to fall back. I cannot drive. Wake up after 3 hours and then drive somewhere and fall right back asleep. That's not me. So this is that whole day Sunday was shot. And yesterday we had the day off, so we went bowling.
Well, some people.
Some of us were lucky to have a day off. So we went bowling with another couple and their kids, and we went over to my cousin's house last night and had a little pizza party for him. So
well, there you go.
Was it that a birthday?
No.
Oh.
No, just a visit.
At what point in the evening, as you're bartending, do you notice that people don't even care what they're ordering? They're just already so sloshed, they don't really, they wouldn't even notice
The thing now is I must have served 800 Red Bull and vodkas over the course of that 4 hours.
I don't get that combination.
That's all anybody drinks nowadays. And it's a combination of the you can drink more and longer if you keep drinking the Red Bull, but it kind of counteracts.
That's got to be horrible for your heart.
Oh yeah, no, it cannot be good for anybody to drink that many. As many as I was serving to everybody, it cannot be good. So I hope most of them had cabs or staying in hotels because they were out to party. That's for sure.
Wow, sounds like it.
I didn't even. I mean, I heard the DJ and counting down, but over the noise of the crowd, I could barely hear anything. So,
did you kiss anybody at midnight?
I did. Fellow bartender.
No, I did.
We gave each other a little
Bob
on the cheek. Yeah, my buddy Mac, bartender.
A Mac smack.
Very nice. All right, and Dan is taking some calls, so we'll hear what
he
did.
He looks like
I only have one thing. Our Henry's Humans Facebook page is stuck on a certain amount of likes. I'd like to get at least 25.
Remember
more
how yesterday
it.
We went all day, Tina, and nobody mentioned that. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that nice?
Wow. Tina could have mentioned it yesterday.
Well, we were busy talking about other important issues.
If you're on Facebook. Just type in Henry's Humans and then go click on like. I think it's at the top of the page somewhere.
Okay. All right. There you go. And hey, look who it is, everybody. Let's wish him a happy New Year. John Londoff is on the phone. Hello, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, happy New Year to you all. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
Hey, John.
Doing real well.
Hey, we're just doing great. And it's yeah, can you believe it's January the 3rd?
No.
I
crazy.
Either.
Where's this year gone?
Where's this year gone? I mean, my God, it was just yesterday. It was the 31st of December.
Actually, yesterday was the 2nd of January.
It was just a few days ago that it was the 31st of December.
And you have to write 12 now.
Yeah.
2012.
On all your paperwork. 12,
that you can say, you know, it's going to be a great 2012. Hey. It's going to be ring the bells in 2012.
Hey, are you concerned? Today, I went to get my hair cut. And they were talking.
How does it look, everybody? I can't see it.
Oh, it's awesome.
It looks great.
Yeah.
but
can you take a picture of it and then send it to me?
Okay, I will.
I'm just kidding.
They were talking,
sure, you know, I'm kidding,
talking about the Mayans and the December 21st date where the end of the world is supposed to come on December 21st, 2012.
We got plenty of time.
Well, then we'll be off for Christmas.
We'll be off for Christmas and...
Do you believe that?
Don't buy any gifts. I'm not going to buy any Christmas gifts on the 22nd.
Personally, I don't. But, you know, there's some people that do believe that. Maybe you could get them on some long-term financing and get them into a great big Suburban or something. Loaded. How about that?
Is that funny? Yeah. You think that's how we operate around here, Dan?
No,
come on
no.
In here,
it's
folks.
Above
the
board.
The world's coming.
Yeah.
No.
Buy a Corvette for the next year, you know.
Couple months.
Yeah, you only have
10 before
months.
Before you die.
Ride out the end of the world in style. That's what you should do.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Hey, what about this guy? What about the arsonist out in California?
That's a weird deal, isn't it?
And like, I saw some film of a carport where there looked like three or four cars, you know, in either a condo complex or an apartment complex. I mean, that is crazy. What's with people?
I thought of a slogan for you.
What is it? You come up with it?
Yeah, see the end of days in your Chevrolet.
Hey, there you
it's
go.
It's a little morbid, but it rhymes.
A little twisted, but that's what we love about you, Tina.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A little twisted.
Thank you.
See the end of days in your Chevrolet. Yeah, I think you might be on to something.
Do that.
There you go.
Yeah, how about that? I'll run that by the marketing people and see what they think.
I'm sure they'll go for it.
Hey, we're not charging anything for this this extra marketing help here.
Right.
This is all free.
So here's the deal. Today, January the 3rd, this is the last day of the unbelievable incentives that General Motors Chevrolet has had all month long to close the year out strong. So I think all the manufacturers, we all decided, General Motors started it years ago, saying, you know what, because of tax consequences here, personal property tax, a lot of people say, you know, I would need to buy a vehicle, but I don't want to buy it and have to pay personal property tax. So that's why we're busy. Unbelievable yesterday. You thought with the wind and the cold weather, we were very blessed. 32, 33 vehicles. So
that's
all
huge.
Of the wonderful listeners, the AM and... I think I had to blow the duck call, and they wanted to shake the hand, and they shook the hand of Frank Opinion and Dr. Doug Cannon, one of many, a professor out at Lindenwood, who will probably be teaching the likes of young John Londoff III this coming semester. So thanks to Doug, he saw the light. He traded his Ford in for a Chevy. He's already called me going, unbelievable the difference in the ride, okay? The Chevy Silverado, absolutely, positively, the best truck in the world, and $10,000 off three-quarter ton extended cabs and crew cabs still through tonight, and some great deals on Cruise and Malibu and on Equinox, on everything. So we're going to plan on staying here. I'm sure we were here till on Saturday, 31st of December. That's when it was. It was Saturday, by the way, Ian. They didn't get out of here until about 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a great weekend, and I hope you all had a great weekend.
Yes.
We did.
It was very nice. Thank you.
A lot of excitement there.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
there was.
It, bubbling over with excitement.
Well, we're worn out.
Bill took his Christmas tree down on Christmas Day. Did you hear that, John?
Yeah. Christmas evening. It was Christmas evening.
Christmas evening? Why put it up if you're not going to keep it up for...
You know what? I'm with you. I wish my family would agree. I wouldn't put it up at all either.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. He's OCD.
By humbug.
No, Scrooge.
Yeah, I'll say.
I guess, Bill, you probably get more excited for a Groundhog's Day. I bet you decorate for that more than you
do
for Christmas.
Yeah, you bet. I'm all ready to go, man.
Well, he put up curtains for New Year's Day, too.
Yeah, he did.
He's got some weird celebrations.
Bill, I'm almost afraid to ask this. What do you do for Valentine's week?
Oh, you don't want to know. He goes crazy with the lotion.
No, that is.
Okay. Hey, we're
puts his hand to sleep.
At the Washington Elizabeth exit, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Kids, cash in on the still end of the year celebration here at Johnny Lawn Dove Chevrolet. And thanks to y'all, we had a really, really good 2011, but so excited for 2012.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you, John.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hi, John.
Good luck today. Sell a bunch more.
Okay, we will.
Sell 34 today. 35.
Oh, that would be unbelievable.
That would be great.
Are you sitting down?
Are you?
I am.
Yes, we are.
I hear you always sit down on the job.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right, kids, listen. Send them here. Can't wait to meet them.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody. Drive safe out there, kids.
Okay, bye-bye. Right.
See you, John.
Bye.
All right. See the end of days in your Chevrolet. I think you might be on to something.
You're going to hear awesome, that jingle man. Soon.
Yeah, I think so. All right, we'll be back. We got time to take your calls, too. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. It is the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've cleared that incident with the deer on westbound 44 at Bowles, so everything is all cleared up now. It's all thinned out traffic-wise. Looking good on southbound 270. You still have no problems coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. And going west on 70, no problems from downtown out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. You know that 2:30 feeling when you've hit the wall, but you gotta get stuff done? That's the time for 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy, when you gotta get stuff done. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
You're not exaggerating? You did a 20-flight walk-up for a pizza delivery?
Yeah.
The Cochran Show.
I'm just saying that...
Did you ever toss a pizza over a fence?
No, I've never done that.
Weekday mornings at 10.
But I gotta tell you, I've been using FedEx since FedEx started. I can think of one time where I had a problem with a delivery or a receipt of a package. I mean, it's a pretty flawless company.
The Big 550.
So I believe when they find this guy that tossed the computer monitor over the fence, they will shoot him.
KTRS.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving, and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or GVCC.com.
Need a bigger TV for the big game? Score a big screen at Casino Queen. Win a Sharp Aqua 60-inch or 70-inch HD TV and watch the big game in style. Tune in to earn entries beginning January 8th. Drawings will be held January 27th and 28th every 30 minutes each day from 6 p.m. through 10 p.m. Now that's a lot of TVs. Supersize your screen with Casino Queen. Big games, bigger TVs. See Queen's Clipper details. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
High levels of vitamin C are bad good for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help good for memory.
Salt is detrimental beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotic, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that though we're taking care of them, the irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
I can't believe Little Richard's still alive. Does that seem kind of weird to you?
Yeah.
I wonder how old he is.
I haven't seen him lately. I wonder if he still looks the same. Or if he's finally
I bet he's still...
His hair is still real black.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Real poofy and black.
Yeah, the last time I saw him was on some award show. It was him and Jerry Lee Lewis. And Jerry Lee Lewis hasn't looked good in a long, long time. They're both on there singing the back and forth. I forget what award show it was, but yeah, I guess he's still around. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Big 550 KTRS, Bill Cleveland in for Frank. For another couple of days, we'll be back on Thursday. If you've just tuned in, you've missed Tina Delpiez, went through her long list of things that happened earlier today. That wore a lot of us out, but yes. I think she feels better, which is all that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Heard from Peon and his bartending activities from New Year's Eve. And rounding out our opening segment here, Dan Strauss has got a little something. What'd you do over the holiday, Dan?
Nothing much. I didn't do too much of anything.
Oh, I thought he had a big...
No, I didn't have a big diatribe thing or anything to talk about.
I'm sorry.
I ended up filling in for a bass player in another band on New Year's Eve night.
Yeah.
You're in high demand now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you're seen in public with a member of the Dave Matthews Band up on stage...
Oh, yeah, people then people tend to call you.
They want
to
shake the hand that shook the hand of Tim Reynolds.
That's right.
That's right.
Or Frank Opinion or
hope
something.
Hope you charge high dollar for that, right?
Oh, big bucks, buddy. Hey, you laid them right there on the table. Wow. Those big
enough
bucks.
To fill up his gas tank.
That's right.
You don't turn away autograph requests yet, though, do you?
Oh, no, no, no. Uh-uh. No, but I do have
like
security
do
with
that.
Me.
Oh, yes, you had security.
Yeah, I have security with me.
All right.
No, it was fun, but that was about it.
Okay.
But, hey, I just checked the Henry's Humans Facebook page, and we're getting there.
Are you going to mention this all day?
Until we get to a certain number.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Like 20 away.
All right. This is Greg. Hello, Greg. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, everybody.
What's going on, Greg?
on a whim, I decided to go on Sunday to see Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
And I know a lot of some critics say it was great, some to say it was all right, you know, and, you know, everybody's on the hate Tom Cruise deal. Hey, I enjoyed the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I talked to somebody earlier today that watched it and said they really liked it, too. They said it was a lot of fun.
I think what really got my attention was, you know, how traditionally, like, those movies and other types, how they use the latest technology today, you know, using, you know, the pad and the different
futuristic
technologies. It's just unbelievable what they did and how they went about doing it. You know, and some of it's like, yeah, whatever. But for the most part, it's like, wow, look at all the stuff the government has that we don't know exists.
I know some people that have seen all of the Mission Impossibles and said that this was their favorite and the best one out of all of them, because I saw the first one. And I didn't get into
hard
it that
follow.
Much. Yeah, it was hard to follow. So far fetched and everything. But they said this one is
just
is
packed old. It with action. That's what I heard. This
yeah,
story,
you know,
yeah.
Kind of like the Bourne Identity and those movies. I think one thing that can't get old, well, besides the same plot, like okay, the part, the one we saw Tom Cruise. Is this part three or part four?
Four.
Four. Okay. You know the plot, same thing like we've seen in all movies. You know that's how it went for you. Don't they'll not think of nothing new, but. You can't go wrong with fast cars, beautiful women, and the technology.
There you go. I'm with you, Greg.
I agree, Greg.
I'm serious. We see that car with the lights. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. They, you know what? They had a picture of him on, I don't know, Leno or one of the shows he was doing. And they had a picture of him on that tallest building. He was all the way up.
In Dubai, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the tallest building in the world. And he's up at the very, very, very top, standing up there. I would be scared to
death. Oh, I couldn't do it.
And how can they get insurance for that?
I don't know.
I could not do
that.
He must sign a waiver or something.
Sky high.
Because
now, I know they say he did all his stunts himself. So you're not going to tell me that some of the stuff that he might have done the stunt, like in the gym or something, and they used computer-generated stuff in the background? I mean, you can't tell me some of the stuff that he did was... like real
green screen.
I think he did a lot of real stuff. And remember the one where he was hanging from that cliff by one arm?
Yeah.
Is that the first one? Or?
Okay. What about that part when they had that merry-go-round type robotic parking lot with all the cars toward the end of the movie?
I didn't see this.
He drove
the
car off and hit the thing and the parachute. I can't see him doing that and live to see that. You don't think that's possible for real? I mean, you don't think that's impossible?
Oh no, I think it's a lot of it's computer generated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is a true story.
I can't wait for the DVD coming out, because I'm sure they're going to have, like, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Sure.
See, I don't know if you watch one of those and enjoy it on a regular TV, even if you got, like, a, you know, 50-inch TV. I think that's one you got to see at the movie theaters.
Right. Well, that's like a lot of movies. You know, a lot of people say, I just wait for it to go on TV. If you got a big, giant screen with surround sound, that's great. But if you don't, you know, you don't get to enjoy it that much. And that's one movie I believe... the way it looks now, fine, or 3D, it wouldn't have mattered to me. 3D would look good, too.
Yeah, I can't watch those 3D movies. They hurt my eyes.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. I have a headache every time I watch one. I can't enjoy a 3D
poor
movie.
Thing.
I know. Falling apart.
That's all I had. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Greg.
Hi, Greg. All right.
Avatar was like that.
I never tried watching Avatar
at home, and it's just not quite the same.
Oh, without the 3D and stuff?
And the big, giant screen in front of you. Yeah.
Well, probably must hurt your eyes more if you watch. You can't really watch that without the 3D glasses, though, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, it still looks pretty good, but not the same. No.
So you can watch a 3D movie without
it's
the
not
glasses.
3D at home.
It's not 3D at home. Yeah, they had just a regular version.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But if you watch 3D in the movie theater, you have to have those glasses on. Otherwise, it's all
right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm making sure
we're all clear now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
they had two different versions of the movies at the theater. Also, they had the non 3D and the 3D version.
Yeah. Let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I haven't, I haven't seen the movie or anything, but you talked about him standing at the top of this building.
Yeah.
You do realize he's a skydiver, right?
No, I don't. I'm not doing my Tom Cruise trivia.
Tom Cruise, when he gets ready to jump, he just leases the plane for the day, and they take him up to 13,000 and dump him and friends out. And so my point is, he's used to
being up that high.
And looking down from the height. I don't think that all being generated by a computer. I don't.
Okay, Tom.
Huh? I did not know that about Tom Cruise.
I didn't either. I'd never do that.
Right. Yeah, he's been jumping for several years.
All right, good to know.
That's it.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I've always been afraid of heights.
Me too.
And I've always thought about skydiving, though, for some reason. But I don't think, when it came down to it, I don't think I could do it.
If I was in a group, I wouldn't do it myself, but if a group of friends were to get together and do it, I would definitely go.
When it came down to it, if I got to the edge of the plane, I don't think I could walk up to the edge.
I agree. That would be very scary.
I think I'd throw up.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, that would be very scary. Let's take a quick break. What do you say? We'll come back. It's the Big 550, KTRS.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Need to get you guys up in the airplane on a bumpy day. See how you like heights.
I don't think I would like that either.
I don't mind the turbulence. Turbulence doesn't bother me that much.
You know, it's funny you say about heights. I love the heights in an airplane and that, but like Dan, when you go to the garage, you know, you go down to the hockey game, you go on top of the garage down there, I can barely look over the side.
Oh, I know. It's a sense of
get
not
the jelly
being,
legs.
Yeah, you get jelly legs, and it's like you're going to fall or something. But if you're in a plane and you're looking down, you feel safer.
Yeah, a sense of security in the plane. Yeah.
Did you ever climb up something so high and it was okay going up, but then when you have to come down, your legs don't even want to move?
We were growing up in South County off of Butler Hill, and when they built the Channel 9 tower, a bunch of the kids down around that area lived there. They used to climb up that tower. They go out to climb up there and party and hang a flag and stuff and then come back down. It's like, you guys are crazy.
Martin Dugan come running, hey, you kids, get off of
it. Yeah, really. All right. We've got some stop-and-go traffic now on westbound 70 between Goodfellow and Lucas and Hunt. Also a little bit further westbound on 70 on the ramp to 5th Street. You've got a stalled vehicle that's partially blocking that ramp. Southbound 270 is running slow Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And westbound 4064 now is slow Clayton Skinker through Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one, so get yours at Supercenters, Sam's Club, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Joining us is MSNBC political honcho Chris Matthews, the host of Hardball.
Weekday mornings at 6.
He's out with a brand new book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero.
The Big 550.
His one great flaw was women.
Yeah, the girls thing, he would never have been able to get away with acting the way he did. The people covered for him, Jackie put up with it. And he had different levels of relationships, some serious. He was going out with people who were keeping the secrets for him.
KTRS. Seriously improve the look of your kitchen, bar, or fireplace
for less than ever before.
Go Granite. Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free.
That's not all.
Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or granitebustersstl.com.
Now at the winter storage event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
U.S. only. See store for details.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Hi there, Frank Opinion, bald person. Yes, I've been bald since I was 23. It started at 19. By 23, that was it. I was down to that fringe hair. I've talked to the folks at Lifestyle Center about the NeoGraft hair transplantation system. Not so much because I am interested in it for myself, but just to start with, you know, curiosity of would I even be a candidate? And the answer is no. I guess it's safe to say I'm too far gone, probably. But a lot of people aren't. There are over 55 million people in this country with hair loss. 21 million of those are women. And this NeoGraft's hair transplantation system is remarkable. You need to go online, look at some video. Better yet, go to this site, NeoGraftSTL.com. That's the St. Louis NeoGraft site. They're located in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. It makes all the other hair transplantation procedures look as barbaric and archaic as they actually are. Check it out. I will tell you up front, this is one of those things you do for yourself. It's, according to insurance companies, not something you have to have, so they're not going to cover it. The average person spends $8,000 to $12,000 to have this procedure done, and most of their patients are 30 to 60 years of age. Are you a candidate? I don't know. But they will tell you, and they'll tell you honestly. Now, they're not going to tell you that, yes, you can undergo the procedure if you can't. They've already told me I would be one of those people it would not be effective for. It's done follicle by follicle, one hair at a time.